In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Then shall ye call upon me and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And I will turn your captivity and gather you from all nations and from all places. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land, thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob.
Upon us, for thou only art holy,
Absolve, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon us, we may be delivered by thy bountiful goodness, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. From Luther's small catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Apostles' Creed, the third article, sanctification. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In which Christian church he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead, and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. The Old Testament reading, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, reading verses 17 through 19. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Thessalonica, chapter 5, reading from verse 1 through verse 11. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light, and children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. The Gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25, reading from verse 1 through verse 14.
Thank you.
65 verses 17 through 19. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Please be seated. Last Sunday in the church year, the second coming of Christ will be our next focus during the season of Advent. But this morning it's the end of the world, if you will. The interaction or intersection, probably, of time and eternity. Wise man speaking to a large number of folks around his dinner table. There was always a large number of folks around his dinner table. Had this to say, with our thoughts, we can't get beyond this visible and physical. No man's heart comprehends eternity. One might suppose that according to the saying, even pleasure becomes burdensome, one would get tired of eternity. What pleasure is like in eternity, we can't imagine. Isaiah said, "Be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create." You might have guessed by now that wise man was Dr. Martin Luther. No man's heart comprehends eternity. There's the heart of the wisdom in what he just said. The Apostle Paul put it this way: now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. His example isn't as impactful for you and me as it would have been to those who read his letter in the first place. Because you see, what we think of a mirror, those people never experienced. What he calls a mirror was a small, circular, convex piece of metal, either bronze, tin, or silver, shined up smooth enough to give you some sort of a reflection. Now we see in a mirror dimly,
but then face to face. Eternity, the concept itself, is beyond our comprehension. You see, we're time-bound. And when we try to think of eternity, what we end up with is some kind of time without end. But you see, we're time-bound, but God is not. And the New Testament, especially from Christ, we get some kind of insight of just how shy we really are of getting our mind around the concept of eternity. The Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, came to Christ and tried to trap him with a logical argument to prove that the resurrection was illogical. Jesus says to them, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." And then he does this. He says, "At the burning bush, God said to Moses, 'I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.'" Okay. "For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him." We're time-bound. God is not. Speaking with Nicodemus, face-to-face, Jesus himself says, "No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven." As in his incarnate flesh, he's standing, speaking face-to-face with Nicodemus. We are time-bound. God is not. Scripture gives us some imagery of what eternity with him will be like. I'm not sure "will" is even a proper term when we're talking about eternity. But at any rate, from Revelation, probably the most popular vision that we are given, John writes, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and will be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying,'" and so on. Telling of the evil that we are familiar with here in time, not being there. "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." In our text, Isaiah says, speaking in the first person for God himself, "I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy." What is his focus on Jerusalem, after all? It goes back to when God led his people out of Egypt with Moses and had the tabernacle. Notice that term was used in John's revelation. The tabernacle of God is with them. Tent is what the word means. Tent of meeting, it's called in the Old Testament. Containing the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. The Ark of the Covenant. That focal point of God's real presence here on earth among his people. David, when he has captured Jerusalem, brings the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. And from then on, Jerusalem is the address of where God meets with his people. And so it is up until the advent of the Son of God in human flesh. God comes to his people as one of them. Emmanuel, he's called, right? Hebrew meaning God with us. In a discussion with the Jews, this comes about. They said to him, "What sign do you show us that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Incidentally, the New Testament Greek has two different words for temple. One, the temple grounds with all its buildings and courtyards. The other, naos, the word Jesus uses here, for the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant sat, where the mercy seat was at the top of the Ark of the Covenant, the focal point of God among his people. Life on earth with God among men is from the incarnation of Christ, focused in Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who in his body was the focal point of God with us. And he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In his death and resurrection, he defeated sin, death, and Satan. Those things that all the descriptions of eternity say are not there in eternity. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. There in the resurrection, Christ's victory is shown. Paul writes, "So death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immobile, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We struggle on this earth with our fallen, sinful human nature and the fallen world around us. All those things that the descriptions of heaven say are no more, still are with us. But Emmanuel, God with us, the focal point of the city of Israel, is with us. Matthew, Mark, and Luke record his saying, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." His words, his word, give us the forgiveness of sin, the absolution. His word, "Take, eat, take, drink," gives us his body. His body, the temple, the naos, the focal point of God among his people. His word of promise, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age." Through Isaiah, God says, "Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people, a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people." God rejoicing in us, and we in him. Paul writes, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. Life in Christ, now, and eternal joy. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who in with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and a unity in substance of majesty, O people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, but deliver us from evil. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace.
Thank you.
Upon thee and give thee peace.